Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Anti-war protesters have clashed with law enforcement on college campuses across the nation. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson traveled to New York on Wednesday to meet with Jewish students at Columbia University who are concerned for their safety and to call for changes to the school's leadership.
I am here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafik to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
In Austin, authorities have arrested demonstrators on the University of Texas campus. In Humboldt, California, students have taken over buildings at Cal State Polytech University, and USC says it's closed its main campus because of ongoing protests. An Arizona grand jury has indicted 18 people linked to an alleged scheme to install fake electors to declare Donald Trump the winner of the 2020 election. The suspects include former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani, a 2022 U.S. Senate candidate, and a former state party chair. In Pennsylvania, organizers of a campaign to get voters to write uncommitted on Tuesday's Democratic primary ballot say they surpassed their goal. From member station WHYY, Carmen Russell-Luchansky reports that more than 120,000 uncommitted ballots have been counted.
Uncommitted PA pushed to get 40,000 Pennsylvania voters to write in uncommitted as a protest vote over President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war in the state's Democratic primary. It's unclear how many of the write-in votes are actually for uncommitted, but the 2020 Democratic primary only saw 34,000 write-ins. The campaign is calling it a victory. Miracle Jones is a volunteer organizer with Uncommitted PA.
We're very excited about the amount of people who participated.
Jones says the group will decide later how, if at all, they will continue the movement into the general election in November. The state has become critical in deciding who will win the White House. For NPR News, I'm Carmen Russell-Sluchansky in Philadelphia.
President Biden has signed a military aid package that includes $60 billion for Ukraine. More from NPR's Greg Myrie.
Just after the president's announcement, the Pentagon listed more than 20 types of weapons and equipment going to Ukraine. The list includes two items Ukraine says it needs urgently. One is artillery shells. The ground war in eastern Ukraine is largely an artillery battle, and Russia has a huge advantage. The second key weapon is air defense missiles. A shortage has made it increasingly difficult for Ukraine to defend its power grid from Russian airstrikes. In addition, the U.S. now says that last month it secretly began sending Ukraine longer-range missiles, known as ATACMS, that can travel nearly 200 miles.
Greg Myrie reporting. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell and show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.